You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
As the world celebrates International Tourism Day today, the spirit of hundreds and thousands of workers in South Africa's tourism sector who have been left jobless over the past 18 months is less joyful. The sector went from supporting 1.6 million jobs in 2018 to 640,000 in 2020. And that is, according to research recently published by the Bureau of Economic Research. We have Mia Slaba, economist at the BER, to talk to us more about this story. Mia, thanks so much for joining the market update. Employment in the tourism sector essentially declined by more than half since 2018. Are we blaming this all on COVID-19?
Yes, so I think it's important to just firstly emphasize that this isn't only jobs in the tourism sector. So this is if we apply the loss in revenue in the sector to the economy as a whole. So the tourism sector, as we know, have an extensive value chain with lots of linkages throughout the economy. So if we apply the loss in revenue and look at what the economy-wide impacts were, there was a loss of almost a million jobs. So this isn't only jobs in the tourism sector, this is jobs along the value chain. So I firstly wanted to clarify that. But yes, it's definitely so. Last year, we've seen a large drop in visitors, especially in our international visitors. So more than 70% loss in visitors from our international markets. And in terms of domestic trips, we saw more than 50% drop in domestic trips. This, of course, had severe revenue losses as a consequence. And due to the loss of revenue, we've seen a lot of job losses.
And what kind of jobs are we talking about here that were lost?
So this is all based on expenditure data that we now extrapolated to translate into job losses. So unfortunately, my data don't give a breakdown of the sectors. But if you compare my results to the official Stats SA quarterly labor force survey, so if you look at the changes in levels of jobs between the final quarter of 2019 and then the first quarter of 2021, there's been a loss of 1.4 million jobs throughout the South African economy. And here we see large losses in the trade sector. So that would now include your retail sector, accommodation, restaurants, so basically your hospitality industry. And we are also seeing large job losses in community and social services. So that would include all your recreational activities, all your cultural and sports activities. So that's where we are seeing the most job losses.
Mm. I don't know if your research went as far as looking at the job losses by gender, but the official numbers do tell us that women were the hardest hit throughout the pandemic in terms of loss of employment. I wonder if your research would have found a similar trend.
Yeah, so unfortunately, my data wasn't that granular, so I couldn't make any conclusions on gender. But yes, if we look at the NetScram data, I think one of the findings there was that what women was most affected, and this would make sense. Women are really most of the time the primary caregiver of the children. The children couldn't go to school, so women also stayed at home. So I think there's enough anecdotal evidence at least that a lot of job losses was amongst women.
But just talk to us more specifically on the tourism sector and the entire value chain that surrounds it. In terms of what the picture looks like today compared to before the pandemic hit, by way of the contribution the sector presently makes to GDP from its previous contribution.
Yes, so right at the start of the pandemic, we did an economic impact assessment. So here we used expenditure data, so the satellite accounts from Stats SA gives us internal tourism expenditure. So that's now expenditure from our domestic tourists as well as our inbound tourists. So if you take, so basically we took that, it was 273 billion in 2018. And then you do a multiplier analysis. So because of the value chain, you can't just look at the tourism sector and its spending in isolation. You also have to take all these linkages into account. And a multiplier analysis allows you to also take the indirect and the induced impacts into account. So in 2018, based on the spending, the tourism sector contributed 7.2% to total GDP and supported 1.6 million jobs throughout the economy. And now if we apply the last, so the only data that we really have for 2020 is the decline in trips, so domestic trips and then also international visitors. So if we apply those ratios to the expenditure data of 2018, it resulted in a loss of 164 billion in revenue losses due to all these, and then due to all these linkages, this imply that the contribution to GDP declined from 7.2% to 2.9% in 2020. And then, like you mentioned, the job supported declined by almost a million.
164 billion rand. That's a huge, a phenomenal amount. But would you say that
Yes.
most of the damage has been done from a domestic, a tourism perspective? Because we are seeing a lot of airlines that have returned to the flight or to the skies, from our low-cost carriers to our national carriers. And we are seeing a resumption, as it were, of regional travel, even within the continent. Would you say that these happenings signal that the bulk of the damage is done?
Yes, so I think the recovery that we are seeing in the sector is really currently coming from the domestic and the regional market. If, for example, we look at the accommodation income stats from Stats SA, we see a gradual improvement since last year, let's say August. I think late July, the interprovincial borders were opened, and then in October we had the opening of the international borders. So there we've seen a gradual uptick in income, if we can use that as a proxy for the sector. This then fell back in January after the detection of the Beta variant. You'll remember at that stage it was still called the South African variant, so that did a lot of damage to our sector. And then from February, we've seen another gradual uptick until June. And then, unfortunately, the latest data for July shows some sharp declines. So that was, I think, due to a combination of factors. So at the end of June, we had the strict lockdown restrictions. And yeah, I'm thinking specifically of the closure of the Gauteng's borders for leisure travel. We had an initial ban on sit-down meals at restaurants. We had the alcohol ban. And then also in July, we had the unrest in KwaZulu-Natal and parts of Gauteng province. So I think the combination there that did some great damage to the tourism sector, also on a domestic front or in terms of domestic trips. But yes, hopefully going forward, so that's the latest data available. But hopefully, as the summer season, holiday season approach, and as we vaccinate more people, we'll continue to see a recovery in our domestic and regional markets. And then, of course, we are really looking for international visitors, especially from the traditional high spending source markets. So yeah, I'm thinking about the US, UK, and Europe. So hopefully we remain on the UK's red list. So until that changes, we won't see a lot of visitors or any visitors from the UK. But we are hoping to see some visitors from the US and from Europe for the summer season.
Just on the UK, how much of a setback potentially could this be for our tourism sector's recovery, the fact that we remain on their red list?
If we look at absolute numbers, we traditionally we received more or less 5% of our international visitors from the UK. So that sounds small in terms of numbers, but I think if you think about the spending power of these visitors, it's really, unfortunately, I can't quantify that. But yeah,
I mean, they come with pounds.
Exactly.
Compared to our rand.
Yeah. So no, definitely a sizable knock to our inbound tourism revenue.
Yeah, I think that the industry and the entire value chain is keenly awaiting a revision of that, you know, as
yes.
It does try to spur its recovery. But Mia, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks so much for your time, ma'am. Mia Slaba, the economist at the BER.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.